Thanks, Gabe. On June 3rd, ProPublica writer and former Huffines discussion speaker David Epstein published an article detailing accounts of former athletes of famed USA track coach Alberto Salazar, accusing him of doping. A primary culprit referenced throughout those allegations is a technique called microdosing, brought to fame by now disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong. Giving these low doses of testosterone can boost a person's thyroid and testosterone readings to normal levels, but it can also aid muscle growth, recovery, and the body's production of red blood cells, all the while avoiding a positive test for testosterone that marks a blood doping athlete. That's why drugs such as EPO, a glycoprotein hormone produced by the kidneys that stimulates red blood cell production, are banned from use in the endurance sport world. Because techniques for avoiding positive tests are continually evolving, anti-doping agencies worldwide continue to battle athletes at the cutting edge of sports science. For more information on this and other human performance topics, visit us at HuffinesInstitute.org. Till next time, this is Kenneth McIntyre, Huffines Institute producer, wishing you an active and healthy week.